developments as well, particularly with the easing of regulations. Moving to level one is that with the economy opening up, we're back at the office. And do employees have any say or choice in the matter? Well, I spoke to Tamsankwa Mila from Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr about this. According to lockdown regulations, all businesses may operate under alert level one, except for those listed in specific economic exclusions. While these regulations still provide that people who are able to work from home should do so, can businesses in fact force employees to return to the office, even if they are fully capable of working from home? To help us understand this is Tamsankwa Mila, Employment Practice Associate at CDH Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr. Tamsankwa, good evening and thank you so much for your time.
Good evening and good evening to you, Justin.
Can workers be forced to return to the office?
The regulations have allowed employers to essentially request all employees to return to work. They, however, make provision for the employer's discretion. For instance, they say that an employer may consider using a staggered approach. They may consider using a six-shift system. They may consider ways of special measures or special means to accommodate people. However, the general starting off point is that employers, yes, do now have the authority to instruct all employees to return to.
The exceptions that have been provided for are the ones that appear on table four. Those exceptions are quite limited. They include nightclubs, they include international hotel traveling, so sea traveling, but every other industry that is operational or that is excluded from that list, then level one applies to them. So when you look at it from that perspective, it is only those people who, according to the government, they've decided they are not ready yet to come back to level one. Everyone else, yourself, myself, the person who works at, they've been essential services for a while, but the person who works at a supermarket, everyone else can be allowed. And if the employer decides to do so, exercising their discretion, then they can consider maybe doing a rotational basis or continuing with people working from home if that is most suitable for them.
Okay, and should the employer require all the employees to be present at the office, they certainly have that discretion as well.
They've got that discretion as well. However, they're required to ensure that social distancing is respected. So I think those would then come into play when the employer decides. For instance, if your capacity is 100 and you've got cubicles next to each other, is it practical for you to enforce social distancing, or would you rather do a staggered approach instead?
Can businesses also force employees who may still be feeling unsafe to, in fact, return to the office, even if they've shown during the lockdown period as well that they're fully capable of working from home, and in fact it hasn't impacted upon their output?
I think my initial response would be yes, specifically because the regulations don't provide for exceptional circumstances. For instance, they don't provide for comorbidities anymore. They don't provide for people who are over the age of 60. And in fact, I think with the Department of Education, it's already announced that some of its, in fact, all of its teachers must return to work as of, I think, on Monday, including those who were considered to be more vulnerable or had comorbidities. So in my view, even if you fall under that category, maybe you might want to persuade to your employer. However, now the employer has that right to call you back because the regulations themselves don't limit employers anymore.
Assuming as well, Tamsankwa, that the employer adheres to the various COVID protocols, because can employees have some form of recourse when those are not adhered to?
So I think the first point would be to, for instance, raise is the one that you spoke about earlier, the vulnerable one. There would be to raise the issues, the practical issue of having a full capacity back in the workplace. So if you work in an open floor plan where you've got cubicles right next to each other, maybe you might want to raise a point and say, we're still required to keep a 1.5 meter distance. We're still required to make sure that the buildings and everything else is sanitized. We're still required to wear face masks. That's going to be impossible if we all come back, and considering that I am susceptible to illness, maybe I should be exempted or given a rotation, or maybe the employer must employ a rotational system in order for me to come to work sometimes, but not all of the time.
I suppose this really depends on the employee, and so many criteria have to be considered in terms of the available floor space, the number of employees, how many are there at one time within an office. There's also the risk of a COVID infection as well. So all of those protocols have to be considered and taken very, very seriously, because one wouldn't want to incur some form of sort of company lockdown if something happens.
Yes, so I think that's a more, those are the considerations that employers need to take into account now, because the government hasn't said that they must relax those. However, it said that everyone can come back. So in exercising their, in doing their risk assessment, the employer would have to consider if it is practical for everyone to come back, considering all, the layout of their floor plan. The number of people who have either comorbidities or vulnerable because they're over 60, and then after that consider which way to go. However, from what the regulations say, the starting point is that employers may instruct employees to come back to work.
So it sounds like the COVID-19 committees at various organizations are still likely going to be operational for quite some time there, Tom Sankwa.
Yes.
Where are these level one regulations? Further information?
Level one, a Google search will give you the document. However, if you also go on the Kiptekohofmeyr website and search for our publication, we recently issued a summary of Alert Level One and what may happen from an employment law perspective.
Tom Sankwa Mila, Employment Practice Associate at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr. As always, appreciate your time. Thank you for joining us this evening, Tom Sankwa.
Thank you.